Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Baba Basra Daf Samach Tes. We left off at the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Samach Chesam Beis. Today's year is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas' mother, Golda Basimcha Leah Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian, for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Hatzlacha for our soldiers and for our remaining captives. They should return home safely. And it's also sponsored by Henry Olinsky, Lila Nishmas' father, Menachem Yitzchak ben Yaakov Yisrael, Zichrono Levracha, whose yard site is today, the Neshama Shav and Aliyah. We thank all the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss today is continuing in the series of Mishnayos. If you sell this, what's included in the sale? So we're going to have a Mishnah about selling a field, what is and is not included in the sale of a field. The Gemara is going to apply a machlokas from Meir and the Chachamim about what's included in the sale of a vineyard to our Mishnah about a field, about how each Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim are going to view pretty much each line of our Mishnah. And then the Gemara is going to elaborate on each line of the Mishnah to tell us what the chiddush is of each line in the Mishnah of what is sold with the field and what is not sold with the field. Then the Gemara is going to discuss whether items that are attached to the karka but are not actual karka are included in the sale as well. What about a door frame, a window frame, bed supports, things like that, whether they're included in the sale or not. Then the Gemara is going to discuss what is the makar, what is the source in the Torah that certain types of trees are not included in a mechira, while others are. And then the daf is going to conclude with five different cases where a mechira is phrased in a certain way and how we interpret that phrasing in each of those cases. So let's begin again. We are at the Mishnah on Samaches Amud Beis. Samachar Sasada, a person sells a field, Stam, he doesn't say what he's including, what he's not including. So we have to have some objective criteria of what is included, what is not. So Machar Es Ha'avanim Shem Letzarka, he's selling these stones that are miyuchad for the use of that field. The Gemara will explain why you would need stones for a field, what sort of usage they had. So even though they are movable, but since they are kavua for the use of that field, and no one would ever take it out of that field, because they're considered as if they are mechuber lekarka, v'sakonim shebekerem, and he also includes the posts that are in the kerem, that are in the vineyard. The Rashbam says, wait, vineyard, we're talking about hamocheres hasada, we weren't talking about mocheres hakerem. So where did kerem come up over here? So the Rashbam writes, mikan muchach, that a sada that has a kerem, and you sell the sada, the kerem is machar also. That if there's a vineyard within a field, and you sell the field, so now you know the vineyard must be sold as well, because the Mishnah starts talking about certain details within the vineyard. So it's obvious that the vineyard must have been included in the field. And then the Rashbam says, and from there you could learn that huadin, every tree, every type of tree that's in a field is automatically included in the sale, except for the few types of trees that our Mishnah is going to identify. The Mishnah is going to talk about the Charev HaMorkov and the Sadan HaShikma, where the Mishnah is going to say those are not included in the sale. So, but otherwise, the assumption is if vines are included, every other tree is included as well. The Meiri sounds not that way. He sounds that this particular line in the Mishnah is talking about someone who's Mocher Es HaKerem. It's not talking about somebody who is Mocher Es HaSadeh. The Rashash says that in our Mishnah, we're talking about where the Gefanim didn't have a Shem Kerem, like there was no Chamisha Gefanim, or they weren't planted in the right formation to have a Shem Kerem, but if it had a Shem Kerem, then it would not be included in the sale, which is difficult to read the Mishnah that way, because the Mishnah uses the term Kerem. But the way he's understanding the Mishnah is that you sell a field, and it happens to have a few vines in it, and those vines have poles, so you're selling the Kanim Shebe vines also. But Lav Davka Kerem, because if it were an actual kerem, if it were an independent kerem that were in the field, it would not be included in the sale at all. But anyway, the Mishnah is telling us, if you sell the field, you've sold the stones that are litzarka, you've sold the kanim shebekerem shehem litzarko, that are designated for the use of that field, of that kerem, ves hatavur shimuchuberes lekarka, and any grain that's still attached to the ground, ves chitzas hakanim shebchusim beis rova, and if you have a lot of kanim, a lot of reeds, reeds that grow in a bundle where they're less than a base rova of karka that they take up. You could plant that amount in less than in a space where you could plant only less than a rova kav of tavua in that space. So since that's small enough, that's considered to be buttled to the field and therefore included in the sale of the field. And the guard hut, the hut where the guard will the guard booth that's not that whose walls are not plastered with cement, that since they didn't plaster it with lime or pitch with cement or something like that, it's not considered to be chashuv and it's batel to the field. Ve'es acharuv she'ino morkav, and a charuv tree that is so young that they were not markiv, they didn't graft a branch from another tree onto it yet. Ve'spesulas hashikma, a shikma tree that's also a young tree that they didn't start pruning it, they didn't start cutting off branches for it to grow more, and therefore it's sold together with the field like all the other ilanos that are sold together with the field. And so all of that is yes included in the sale. Avalomachar, but what's not included in the sale is loes ha'avadim she'ino l'tzarka, the stones that are not designated for the use of that field, v'loes ha'kanim she'vekerim she'ino l'tzarko, nor the poles that are not designated for the use of that vineyard, v'loes ha'tavua she'tulusha minakarka, nor the grain that is no longer attached to the ground, that is detached from the ground, and no longer requires the field, so that's considered independent of the field, and therefore it's not included in the sale of the field. Now the Mishnah says that bizman shamar lo hiva kol ma shebetocha, if you say that I'm not just selling you the field, but I'm selling you the field and everything that's in the field, well then, harei kulan mechurin, all of those items that are not actually attached to the ground, that we said are not included in the sale, are now in fact included in the sale. However, bein kach u bein kach, whether you said just sadastam, or whether you said hi v'kol ma shebetocha, lo macha lo aschitza sakarim shi beis rova, v'lo sashomer shi asuya betit, here's what's not going to be included. The chitza sakarim, that is a substantial amount, that you could plant a rova kav of tavua in that space, nor the shomera, the guard booth, shi asuya betit, which is cemented in, v'lo sacharuv hamorkav, nor a more mature charuv tree, which has already been grafted with other branches, v'lo sadon hashikma, nor a more mature shikma tree, which has already grown a lot, and you already trimmed some of the branches in order that new branches should come out, because all of those things are very chashuv, and they have their own shame. They're never going to be considered part of the field. They're considered their own independent field, and therefore they're not included in what you say, hi v'kol ma shebetocha. When you say that I'm selling the field and everything in it, it doesn't mean those things, because those are not things that are in it. Those are just their own independent entity, their own field. So now says the Gemara, maya v'adam she'en l'tzarka. Let's go back to the very beginning of the Mishnah. The Mishnah had started by telling us that ha'mocher sadamocher sa'vanim she'en l'tzarka, that included in the sale of the field are the rocks that are letzorech the field. What does that mean? Why are rocks letzorech the field? So two possibilities. Hacha Targimu, in Bavel they explained, Avna da'akpa. It's the large stones that they would put on the grain in order that the wind should not blow it away. Meaning after the harvest, there was grain lying out in the field, and they would rest heavy stones on the grain so that the wind would not blow it away. And these stones were designated for that use, and therefore you would always keep these stones in the field, so they're considered to be part of the field. That is how the Rashbam and Rov Rishonim understand that it's to hold down the grains that you're leaving in the field. However, the Yad Ramah says that the Gemara is going to tell us that according to the Rabbanan, the Avanim are not sold with the field unless they're placed on the sheaves. So since the sheaves themselves are not sold together with the field, why would something that is placed on them be machur with the field. Meaning that what is the tashmish of these avanim? It's not really a tashmish of the field. It's a tashmish of grain that's already detached from the ground. Well, guess what? When you sell the field, the grain that is already detached from the ground is not included in the sale. So a tashmish of that grain is going to, yes, be included in the sale. And that's why the Yad Ramah disagrees with the Rov Rishonim. And he says it's the stones that they would put under the branches of a tree in order to weigh them down so that they don't lose their peiros. That it's something that they would do. They would use these stones some way to support a tree in order that the tree should not lose its peiros somehow. So that's avnei da'akfa. So again, what's the function of these stones that are considered to be part of the field? So the first interpretation, the way Rov Rishonim understand that the Bnei Bavel explained, is the heavy rocks that would hold down the grain. Ulo amar avanim asturus l'geder. No, these are stones that were arranged in the field in order to build a fence around the field. So the Gemara asks Anula, how can you say that it means avanim asturus in a field that's included in the mechira? V'atani Rabbi Chia taught us in a brisa avanim tzivuros l'geder, that avanim that are gathered together for the sake of building a fence, even though they're not siduros, even though they're not arranged and lined up nicely, they're just piled in haphazardly. That even that's included. So the Gemara says, yeah, don't say tzivuros, tini siduros. We should change the teaching of Ula, that it's not avanim, change the teaching of Rabbi Chia and the Braisa, that it's not tzivuros, but rather it's siduros legeder. So now, the Gemara is going to try to take our Mishnah and plug it in to a machlokas Rameir and the Rabbanan that we're going to have in Andaf Ayin Ches. There's going to be a machlokas Rameir and the Rabbanan when a person sells a vineyard, what is included in the sale? That the Rabbanan hold that any tashmish of that vineyard that is not so kavua is not included in the mechira, whereas Rameir holds that any tashmish of the kerem that's not so kavua is, yes, included in the sale of the vineyard. So by the machlokas l'chora would apply to the sale of a field as well. That according to the Rabbanan, only those things that are super kavua in the field are incorporated, are included in the sale of the field. Where Rameir will say, nah, it doesn't need to be so kavua in order for it to be included in the sale of the field. So we had just listed a whole bunch of things in our Mishnah, and Rameir and the Rabbanah didn't seem to argue. So the Gemara is going to have to explain, well, why not? Meaning, there must be a way that Rameir and the Rabbanah could each be satisfied with each of the halachas in the Mishnah, even though in principle they disagree. In principle, they disagree about a tashmish she'ena kavua kol kach. Is that included in the sale of the field or not? So the Chacham say no, Rameir says yes. So when we talk about stones, Hacha targimu avnei da'akba. What does that mean, avnei da'akba? When the Bnei Bavel said avnei da'akba, that these stones are stones that hold down the grain, l'Rabbi Meir, dimitaknon aval gavdulam machtan. According to Rabbi Meir, who holds that even the tashma she'ena kavua is going to be included in the mechira, we must be talking about stones that you designated them, you set them aside for use in the field, even though you have not actually yet placed them into the field for this use. So since, nevertheless, they're still included in the sale, because that's not really a tashmish kavua yet. You just said you want to use them for the field, but you haven't actually physically placed them in the field. But the Rabbanan, according to the Rabbanan, it needs to be much more of a kavua dika tashmish to be included. So hu demachtan, they'll explain that these avanim must be that you already placed them in the field for this purpose. And only then is that considered a tashmish kavua where it's going to be included in the field. That's if you assume the stones are to hold down the grain, like the Bnei Bavel said. Ulu Ula da Amar Avanim Astrus Legeder. And according to Ula, who said that the Avanim we're talking about are Avanim that are lined up to be able to use for fencing, the Rabbi Meir Dimitaknan Aval Gavdalo Sidran. Rameir would say that it's talking about where you set aside or you designated these stones for the sake of building a fence, even though you did not yet organize and arrange these stones in an orderly manner. Nevertheless, that are included in the Mechira, the Rabbanon, who the Sidra, and the Rabbanon would say, no, that wouldn't be good enough. That's not a Tashmish Kavua. In order for it to be a Tashmish Kavua, it needs to be that you were Mesader these stones. And only when they're Mesudarim, only then is it considered a Tashmish Kavua that they're included in the sale of the fields. So then the Mishnah said, Vesakarim Shemekarim Shem Lutzarko, that also included in your sale are the poles of the vineyard that are for the needs of the vineyard. So the Gemara assumes initially we're talking about kanim, we're talking about reeds that actually grow in the karka of that field that you're selling. So kanim, mayavidatayu, where do you use kanim in a kerem? So Armi Dvei Rabbi Yannai, the Chum explained that we're not talking about kanim that are growing in the kerem. We're talking about the poles that support the vines in the kerem in order to make sure that the vines don't just sit on the ground and that they have space to grow the grapes properly. So that certainly is considered something that's litzorech, that kerem. So when are such kanim included in the mechira according to Rabbi Meir, and when are such kanim included in the mechira according to the Rabbanan? That's how we're going to have to look at each item in the Mishnah. Again, Rabbi Meir holds even if it's not such a tashmish kavu, it's included, and the Chum will say only if it's a tashmish that's very kavua. So the Rabbi Meir de Mishafyan, that's if you smoothed out these poles, avogav de lamukman, even though you have not yet stood up these poles and had them support any vines yet. The Rabbanon who de mukman, the Rabbanon would say no, they already have to be stuck into the ground, standing up, where they're ready to go and they're ready to support the vines. Just the fact that you smoothed them out and you made nice poles, that's not enough to be included in the sale of the field. And then we said, as hatavua hamuchuberes lekarka, the grain that is mechuber lekarka is also included in the sale of the field. V'afalgav dematay lemechtsad, even though when the time comes to harvest the grain, the time has already come rather to harvest the grain, and normally we have a principle kola omed le is ki. So kol omed liktzar is kikotzer dami. Anything that is omed to be harvested, we would view it as if it's already harvested. But nevertheless, in the halachos of mechira, it's still considered to be mechuber lekarka. Meaning there are certain halachos where we say kol omed le is ki, that whenever something is going to happen, it's about to happen, it's as if it's already happened, but not with regard to the mechira of the karka. The Rashbam points out that if it's not yet the zman for the harvesting of the grain, then it's pashut that it gets sold with the field, because you're selling the field to Gamri, and the Lokeach wouldn't let the Mocher leave his own tavua in the field to ripen. I'm buying this field, I'm going to let you leave your tavua to then continue to grow and ripen, and then you're going to take it away with you? No way. That's obviously not considered to be part of the that's obviously not considered to be part of the deal, and therefore the sale in fact includes the tavua. So that's why the Gemara goes out of its way to say we're definitely talking about tavua that is ready to be harvested. Ve'eschitzas hakanim, and then we said if you have a whole bunch of kanim that come out of one stalk, shepchusim beisrova, that grow in an area of karka, that would you be able to plant less than a beisrova of tavua. So it's an insubstantial amount, and therefore it just goes along with the field. It's not considered to be an independent entity. So the Gemara explains, and what's the chiddush? V'afagav da'alimi, even though these kanim happen to be thick and strong, one might have thought that they're considered to be choshev enough that they don't go along with the sale of the field. No, but since it's so small in volume, it does go along with the sale of the field. Esa shomeira she'ena asuya betit, and then we said, and the guard booth that's not cemented in, afagav da'lo kviya ba'ara, what's the chiddush? That even though it's not mechuber to the ground, it's still included part of the mechira, because since it's not a suya betit, it's not considered its own independent entity, it's not chashuv enough to be an independent entity, and therefore you assume that it goes together with the field. Then the Mishnah said, v'sacharuv sheinu morkav es besulus hashikma, that the mechira includes the young charuv and the young shikma trees. What's the chiddush? Avagav da'alimi, even though these happen to be very strong charuv and shikma trees, they may be thick, they may be luscious, whatever, but they're not included in the sale of the tree, in the sale of the field, if you have not yet grafted another branch onto the charuv tree tree if you have not yet started pruning from the shikma tree, so it's not considered to be included in the sale of the field. So we had said that there are a lot of things that are included in the mechira that are totally in the machlokas between Rav Meir and the Rabbanan, right? So now the Gemara is going to explain even things that are not included in the mechira that the Mishnah then lists, right? The Mishnah then gave us, and here's what's not included in the mechira. So when exactly it's not included in the mechira is also subject to the machlokas Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanan, which stands to reason, right? Meaning the Rabbanan have a certain criteria, and Rav Meir has a different criteria as far as what's in, what is, and therefore what is not included. We said what's not included in the Mechira is Avanim that are not Litzarka. And again, in Bavel, they understood that that meant the types that Avanim that were Litzarka were Avanim that you would put on the grain to hold it down. So the Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, holds the Tashmishim that are not Miyuchad and Kavua Kolkach are included in the Mechira. So what does it mean that it's not Litzarka? It means Delomi Taknan, that you didn't even designate it for the use of this field, let alone bring it into the field. You didn't even designate it yet. That's what it means that it's Einon Litzarka. And the Rabbanan who hold that only the most Kavua Dikatashmish is considered to be sold with the field, so the Mishnah would mean that even if you did designate it, but Delomi Machtan, you had not yet placed them in the field, then it is not yet considered Miyuchal Litzarka, and therefore would not be included in the sale. And according to Ula, who understood that these avanim that we were talking about were avanim that were meant for to be put aside for fencing the field in, for building a wall around the field, so that Rabbi Meir delomi taknan. According to Rabbi Meir, we're talking about you aren't even misaking them for the sake of building a gather yet, and therefore it's so not kavua, and that's why it's not included. Ula Rabbanan delo sidran, and the Rabbanan would say no, it could be you were already masking it for the field, but you were not misader it. You didn't arrange the stones yet in the field, and therefore that's enough not kavua to not be included in the sale of the field. And then we said that also if you have poles that are not litzarko of the kerem, then it's not included in the sale of the field. So how does Rav Meir and the Rabbanan each understand that? So the Rav Meir would say that it has to be so not litzarko that the lomashapyan, that you haven't even smoothed out these poles yet to make them into normal poles, they're just raw lumber. And the Rabbanan, the lomukman, and the Rabbanan would say, no, you did smooth it out, you just haven't stood them up yet in the vineyard. Velos hatvua tlusha min hakarka. We said also not included is any grain that is already talush, that is already detached from the ground. The avikav the tzricha la'ara, and that's the chiddush over there is that even though the tvua could still use its proximity to the ground, you want to spread it out on the karka in order for it to dry out, so it still needs that karka even though it's no longer attached to the karka. You might have thought it gets sold along with the field. The kamash from the mishnah. That no, once it's talush, it does not get sold along with the field. Nor is it, do we include in the mechira a chitza sakanim, a cluster of kanim that are that take up a space where you could plant a rova of a kav of tavua. So the Gemara explains what's the chiddush. The avagav de katini, even though they happen to be very flimsy, nevertheless, since they're growing in such a large area of the field, they're chashuv, and since they're chashuv in their own right, they don't get sold along with the field. Not only a chitz sakanim that holds a base rova, that takes up a space of a base rova, do we say is chashuv and therefore not sold with the field? Alafila aruga katana shal besamim. Even if you have a very small row of besamim that does not take up a base rova, v'yeshla shem b'fnei atzma, but it has its own name to it, einanim karasima. So then you see that it's chashuv enough. If people call it by some separate name, that shows you it's chashivus, and therefore it too is not sold with the field. Amra papa v'udekarula varda de planya. As long as people call it the varda de planya, the rose of this person, or the area of the field of this person, whatever happens to be planted there. V'la shomera asuya betit. Nor do we include in the the sale the guard booth that's already cemented. Even though it's mechuber lekarka, so you would think if it's mechuber lekarka, it does in fact get sold with the field. So that's the chiddush, that even though it's mechuber lekarka, it does not get sold with the field. So then we said in the Mishnah that v'los charev hamurka v'los adan hashikma. So afligav de katini, the chiddush is that even though the charev and the sadan, we'll read the parentheses, are very flimsy, since they're chashuv, they have a shame b'fnei atzmam, they're not machur together with the field. So now the Gemara moves on to a different topic. Now we'll talk about things that did not appear in our Mishnah. So by Reb Lazar, malbinos shel psachim. What if you have a door frame around the door? Mahu, what's the din over there? Are they included in the mechira of the bayis, or are they not included in the mechira of the bayis? It seems like a molding that's around the basic door frame that you have. So heicha de mechaber betina, when it's attached to the house, it's cemented into the house, lo tibaylach da mechaber, there's no shaila because it's part of the house. What if it's just attached to the house with some pegs and it's very easy to pull it right off? So it's not something that's like really cemented in where it's going to be difficult to pull off. So mine, then what's the din? Do we assume that since they're not so necessary for this Pesach, it's not considered to be sold along with the house? Or do we say, well, at the end of the day, it's attached, and anything that's attached is automatically going to be included? Teiku, the Gemara leaves that question unresolved. There is a Shaila in Poskim. There's a Tshuvas Shivas Tzion quoted in a number of places in Shulchan Aruch, in Yardeus, in Pesachei Tshuva, rather, in Yardeus, in Reish Sadi Aleph, as well as in Choshen Mishpat, where he's not sure when you sell a house, are the mezuzos included in the house? Or do we assume that since they're only attached to the house with a couple of nails and it's very easy to pull them off, so maybe they're not included in the mechira? I mean, we're talking about the frames now in the Gemara, but that happens to be attached in with where it's easy to pull off, and the Gemara leaves that as a teiku. But what about the actual mezuzah? So does that have the same halachic status because it's also attached, but it easily comes off of the house? So the Ramah paskins in Choshen Mishpat that it's, that which is mechubar biyasedos is not included in the mechira of the bayis, is not included in the sale of the house, even though our Gemara leaves it as a teiku. The Beis Yosef explains, since the Gemara leaves it as a teiku, so it's becheskas hamocher, the last known owner of that item was the seller, and therefore it's not included in the sale of the house. Would we say the same about the mezuzah? So he writes in the Tshuvas Shivas Tzion that Shulchan Aruch says in Yardeus in Reish Sadi Aleph that if a person rents a house from somebody else, the socher has to be koveya mezuzah. The socher is the one responsible for the mezuzah because it's a choves hadar, it's a chiv on the person who's going to be living there. But a fairly well-known halacha, when you leave the apartment, you're not supposed to take the mezuzah with you. And the Ramah adds, in a much lesser known halacha, that if you're makbid on the value of the mezuzah, then you can charge the guy moving in. Meaning the idea that you're not allowed to take the mezuzah with you is that you shouldn't leave the house open to mazikin and to someone's going to be moving in. So it's either going to be the next guy, or maybe before the next guy moves in, all sorts of mazikin and shadim and whatever, you know, when the house is unprotected, are going to move in beforehand. So you're supposed to leave that. You're not supposed to leave the house unprotected, but you have no requirement to gift the fellow with your mezuzahs. You have a bunch of mezuzahs, each $250 a piece or something, right? And you're gonna leave all those mezuzahs, so that he could, or he could put up his own and send you yours when he's done with them. So that's all when he wants to put up his own. That's also fine. So what does that tell you about whether it's included in the mechira or not? Well, that's by a schira, but l'chora the same is true by a mechira spatim. So that's the question the poskim discuss. Maybe by a schira it's obvious that I don't have to leave him my mezuzahs, but maybe by a mechira, where I'm selling my house to the next guy, maybe that is assumed to be included. One of the poskim even suggests that maybe it's totally in Dina de Malchusa, that whenever you have a contract on a house, it says that, you know, you're not allowed to take these fixtures or that or whatever. I mean, there are certain things, it's understood that if a fellow moves into a house one day and there's no front door, it's like, wait a second, there was a front door and I looked at the house, how come there's no front door? You're supposed to leave that there, you're not allowed to take. So if there's a Dina de Malchusa of what you're allowed to take and what you're not allowed to take, so maybe the mezuzah would be included in the Din of the Malchusa. Hard to imagine, because the Din of the Malchusa wouldn't account for mezuzah. The Din of the Malchusa doesn't comprehend what a mezuzah really does and what its function really is. But okay, so that's part of the discussion that emerges from this Gemara. By Rabbi Zeri asks another shayla. Even if you're going to say that the door frames that are attached with just a few pegs are sold together with the house, malbinos shel chalonos, what about the window frames? Mahu mi amrina l'noi bi'almu davidi? Do we say that this is just made for decorative purposes and is therefore not part of the window and not sold with the house? Or the bottom line is it's attached, and anything that's attached is sold with the house. Take who the Gemara leaves that unresolved as well. And a third shayla, even if you're going to say that the door frames and the window frames are sold together with the house because they are attached on some level, malbino shel kirei amita, what about the pieces of wood that they put underneath the legs of the bed in order that the legs of the bed shouldn't get ruined from the moisture of the karka? So mahu, are they sold together with the mita? Meaning, when you sell the bed, is that sold along with it? Kalech de metalta bada, when those little pieces are attached to the bed with nails or something like that. So loti bayilach. So then there's no shayla. Of course, they're included in the sale of the bed. Da metaltli, because they go along with the mita. Kiti bayilach hecha de lo metaltli. The whole shayla is when they're not really attached to the mita. Mai. So then, what's the din? Do we say that since they're not mechubar, they're not included in the bed and they're not sold with the bed, or since they are meshamish the mita in some way or another, they're considered a part of the mita? So teku, so that also is a teku. So we have three shaylas in a row: the door frames, the window frames, and the wooden pieces under the legs of the bed, all of them left with a teku. Then the Mishnah went on to say, velo asacharuv hamurkav velo sadan hashikma. The charuv hamurkav and the sadan hashikma are so advanced and mature that they're not included in the sale. They're too chashuv in their own right. So minani mili, how do I know this din, that if a person sells his field, even if he says he v'kol nasha betocha is mechurin, that it does not include the charuv hamurkav and the sadan hashikma? So Gemara says, amar vidom rav, da amar kra, because the pasuk says when it comes to the Avram Avinu buying the Maris HaMachpela, buying the Stei Ephron, which had the Maris HaMachpela in it, Vayakam Stei Ephron Asher B'Machpela, that the pasuk goes on, Asher L'Fnei Mamrei Asadav Amar Asher Bo, V'chol Ha'etz Asher B'Sada Asher B'chol Gvulo Saviv, the pasuk continues. That even though he didn't say what's included in the sale of the field, because Avram said to Ephron in a very stam kind of Lashon, Nasati Kesef Hasada Kach Mimeni, and Ephron responded also stam Eretz Arba Meo Shekel Kesef, and they never identified what's included in that Eretz, but nevertheless, apparently included is Kol Ha'etz Asher Masada. But then the Hemshech of the pasuk says Asher B'chol Gvulo. That seems to be extra, because from V'kol Ha'etz Asher Masada, we already learned that the Eitzim that are in the Gvulos of that field are included in the sale. So that's why Rav Darshan's that those extra words come to teach me which Eitzim are included in the sale and which Eitzim are not included in the sale. And he Darshan's Asher B'chol Gvulo is not included in the sale. Meaning Eitzim that don't have the Bailim of those Eitzim are not known because they're not Chashuv enough. If you had a very Chashuv Eitz, everyone would know, oh, that's Reuven's Eitz. But if it's not Chashuv enough, no one would know it Al Shem Bailim. And in order that no one else should come and claim that it's theirs, you would have to build a Gvul around it in order to sort of mark it off as yours, so that no one will come with any claims against it. So if it's if it's not chashuv, it's included in the field and it's sold with it. Yatzu elu shein shrichim gvul. The charuv hamurkav and the sadan hashikma don't require a gvul, because that is such a chashuv a tree that it wouldn't require a gvul. Everyone knows who it belongs to. So you see that the charuv hamurkav and the sadan hashikma are considered their own independent field. They're so chashuv. So mele, you see that even if you say hiva kol masha betocha is mechurin, the charuv and the shikma are not included in that mechira, because it only to say hiva kol masha betocha only includes the tashmishi asada that aren't so super kavua like avanim and kadim. Rabbanim that are not there, but it does not work to include the Charev and the Shikma that are considered their own independent field. So the Gemara continues to darshan that the Torah still could have just said Ashar b'chal gvulo. Why does it have to add the word Saviv? What does Saviv add? So Rav Misharshim, Mikan the Mitzarim min haTorah. From here we see that if you buy a field, you buy the borders around the field as well, and the trees that are planted in those borders. Because when it says Saviv, it's mashma that Avram Avinu purchased the trees that were planted on the borders that are Misaviv l'sada. Amrav Yudaiman demas minar l'chavre, a person who sells a field to his friend, tzarech l'michtav, he needs to write in the shtar mechira, k'ni l'cha, you should be buying for yourself in this sale. Diklin v'talin v'hutzin v'tzitzin, a whole bunch of different types of dekel trees, v'avgav d'chilokas v'lehachi k'ni, even though if you don't write all those things, he's kona all those things anyway, afilu achi shufa d'shtaruhu. But that's the convention of how you write a shtar. You write a shtar with a nice lashon, so just in case it ever gets to a Beis Din Tohim, if there's ever a Beis Din that's not so educated, and they're not going to know all these dinim, so shufra d'shtara means you try to make sure that there's no room for questioning whatsoever, that you make it as clear as it could possibly be, so you identify every one of these different types of trees in the shtar. And now the final topic of today's daf, which is different lashonos in a shtar and what they mean. So Amalei, if the mocher says to the lokech, I am selling you Ara v'dikli, right? I'm selling you karka and the dekalim. So there are two mechiros that are happening over here. One is on the field, and one is all the dekalim in the field. And then meaning I'm sorry that it's the one is the field with all of its dekalim, and then you're selling also other dekalim. So there's Ara, there's this land with its dekalim, and other dekalim as well. So chazina niyisle dikli. So we have to see if there are dekalim outside of this field, yavle tredikli, then give him two dekalim that you have. If this guy owns dekalim, the seller owns dekalim somewhere else, so he's got to give them to him because he said, I'm selling you this land plus dekalim in the plural. So he's got to give him two dekal trees. Be lesle, but if this guy doesn't have any other dekel trees, he only has whatever's in this field. So zavenle tredikli. So then we assume he has to buy for him two dekalim and give it to him in order that he shouldn't be mechusar amana, that he shouldn't be someone who's not omed b'diburo. He said he's going to get dekel trees. He got to give him dekel trees. Be mishabdi, if he has dekalim that are meshubah to a balchov, so the lokeach is buying two of those dekalim that are meshubadim. Parakle tredikli, you have to be poda those two dekalim from their shibud to the balchov, and then give them to this guy because that's what you told him. So that is example number one, where you tell him, "I'm selling you ara vidikli." Case number two, ara bidikli, that I'm selling you a field with dekalim inside of it. So chazina niyus bidikli, if the field has dekalim inside of it, zvini zvini. So good, that's what he sold him. V'ilav, and if there's no dekalim inside that field that you identify that you're selling to him, mekach tos, then the whole thing is a mekach tos, the mekach is batel, because this guy only bought, this buyer only bought fields on Almanas that there are dekalim in the field. Ara beidikli, third example, I tell you I'm selling you a field that is a dekel type of field, lesle dikli, you don't have to give him any dekalim, and even if there are no dekalim in the field, the mekach is still binding, because I didn't tell you I'm selling you dekalim, I just told you I'm selling you a field that is ra'oi to grow dekalim in the field. Fourth case, Amarle, the mocher says to the lokech, I'm selling you levar midikla planya. I'm selling this field except for a particular dekel tree. So chazinan, idikla tavahu, if that dekel tree that you're leaving him is a good dekel tree, it produces a lot of delicious dates, so shiure shaire. So you're leaving out that dekel tree for yourself. The mocher's keeping that for himself, but all the other dekel trees he's selling, because we assume that he meant to be mishayer for himself, the some of the peiros for himself to keep benefiting from them. But he diklabishahu, if that dekel tree that is remaining is a bad dekel tree, does not produce even a nominal amount of dates, then kol shekein hanach, then kol shekein, he's leaving for himself all the other dekel trees which are better than it. Meaning when you identify, I'm keeping this dekel tree for myself, So if the Dekel Tree identified is a great one, so we assume every one of lesser quality is included in the sale. If the Dekel Tree that he put as the exception that he's keeping for himself is a low quality one, then for sure he's keeping the higher quality ones for himself. So then, fifth and final case. Amrlei, the mocher says to lokech, I am selling you levarme ilani. I'm selling the field except for the trees that are in it. So iyislei ilani, if the field has fruit-bearing trees, zaysim, te'enim, tapuchim, whatever. So levarme ilani, so the field is sold except for those trees that are in it. Iyislei dikli, if the field only has dekel trees, so levarme dikli, then it's except for the dekel trees, even though because of the chashivas of the kalim, you wouldn't normally call a dekel just an ilan, because it's more chashuv than to just call it a stam ilan. But since the field doesn't have any other ilanos, it must be what the guy meant when he said levar me ilani. He must have meant a dekel tree. And yisle gufni, if the field only has grapevines, so then levar me gufni. He must be excluding the vines from the field, even though gufanim, again, you would not call an ilan because they are very chashuv. But if there's nothing else there, that must be what he meant when he said chutzme ilanos. But ilani v'gufni, if the field has both other types of trees as well as grapevines, then the bar me'ilani. Then we assume he's selling him the grapevines, and he's leaving out the other types of trees. Because when he said levar me'ilani, he must mean the other types of trees. Ilani v'dikli, levar me'ilani. If the field happens to have both other types of fruit trees and dekel trees, we assume he's excluding from the sale only the ilanim, only the other types of trees, but the dekel trees are included. But what if there are two types of trees, and both of them normally would not be called stam ilanos, and there are no regular stam ilanos, there are no apple trees, there are no orange trees, it's gufni vidikli, it's just grapevines and dekel trees. So which one did he mean to exclude from the sale when he said levar me'ilani? So levar mi gufni, we assume he meant to exclude the grapevines, because the grapevines are more like, this is not a din chashivos, they're more likely to be called ilanos than the kalim are likely to be called ilanos. And therefore, when you say levar me'ilani, you must mean to leave out the grapevines from the sale and not to leave out the kalim from the sale. That's how the Rashbam understands. Okay, we're going to stop here because I got to run to Tinek. Everyone have a wonderful day.